Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Son, you hearing me, right?
Loud and clear.
For sure. Okay. Man, I got so much to talk about today. My shit, it's just, I don't know, man. The thing about life, the thing about making plans, and you ain't gonna really believe this until we talk about this, but life is a motherfucker. And I'm starting to realize that I'm so fucking bored with not my life, but with life in general, because what happens is as you live, you fucking make plans for this and that, blah, blah, blah. That keeps you going because in reality, you're not expecting to do it. Not that you're lying to yourself, not that you're just a dreamer. It's just that shit happens in life, people around you. And as you witness this stuff, you get to thinking how little chance you have to do and be successful. So my point is, as you live and you get older, like I am, I'm 66. And unless I really been half-stepping, as far as my plans, they should be accomplished. And they are. But that's where the boredom comes in. Because, of course, I'm going to continue to look forward in my life. I'm going to continue to give myself goals. But the fact of the matter is, I don't fucking go hang out like I used to. I don't need to run the streets like I used to. And even though my dick, you know, still get hard, bitches ain't really, you know, that important like they used to be. So I'm saying I just eliminated hella shit from my life. And as I sit here and think about why I got a closet full of clothes and I got to keep them in them garment bags because dust would get on them before I wear them, I was just thinking about it. It is because, God damn, I have accomplished not everything, but a lot of shit that I wanted to accomplish. I wanted to write. You know, I wanted to, you know, get some diplomas. I wanted to start SWU. You know, I wanted to be a force on Facebook for young motherfuckers like y'all to fuck it and learn some shit. And I didn't deal. Not that it's over. Don't get me wrong. I ain't finna roll over and die. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying it's hard to kind of think of what a nigga need to accomplish still. Now, if all the shit I did was really, 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 you know, dope, I would have a gang of money and I would be able to do a bunch of shit, whatever that is. So I ain't talking about money, and I'm not talking about success or failure. I'm talking about life. As you fucking live, you got to understand when you make a goal and reach it, that's not the end. But at one point, you're going to come to an end. Not an end of life, but the end of things you think you need to accomplish. Now, I might go to sleep tonight and wake up and have a whole nother review because something came to me that I haven't thought of at this point. But where I'm at right now, I'm not quitting. I ain't giving up about shit. I just want you guys to understand the obstacles that we have in our way. And we just going to talk about some of them. That's where I'm at. I want to kick it about life, man. I ain't trying to make no nigga no pimp. I ain't trying to make no motherfucker hate bitches. I'm trying to kick it to where you can get a hold or get a grasp on the handlebars that you need to control. Because, see, a lot of you motherfuckers is going reckless. A lot of you cats is doing what you do, winging it all the way. Now, if you want to wing it, then fine, do your thing. But, see, the first thing you got to understand is what the fuck we doing when you come to this show. If you don't want to understand it, that's on you. But if you can't understand it, you gotta listen to the shit that we're talking about so you can. See, we developing a mentality that's going to carry us through the trials and tribulations of life. And you're going to be faced with all this shit in the dating game, getting a job, you know, securing your whatever you're trying to do. Every fucking thing that you're going to be faced with that you did not think about, and now you're faced with it, you may, you know, handle it. I'm not saying you ain't going to handle it. What I'm saying is, if you handle it, and you keep handling it, and you keep living, it's going to come to a point where it ain't about none of the shit that you think it's about. Because I had to have a gang of bitches, period. But man, I go out and catch a bitch, rule, whatever. But what I'm saying is, it ain't about bitches no more. That was a big part of my life. I mean, I had to think that way. I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying, I know that is really not in my life. Even when I stopped having, you know, hoes, it was still in my life. And waking up thinking about bitches wanting to catch one, woo, whatever, that was still a big part of my life. But it ain't now. And I'm not complaining that I got a boring life. I'm complaining that I'm bored with not having shit to reach for. What's up, 313?
What's up, Uncle Boy? What's going on? It's Q from Detroit.
Q, what's happening?
Shit, I'm sitting there listening to you, man. And I know you say bitches ain't a main part of what you're doing no more. And even when you was, you know, dealing with them like that, as far as your personal goals go, and this goes for anybody, a motherfucker should always have his own shit together and prioritize his personal plans, whether he chasing hoes or not. Am I right?
Hell yeah, you right. So let me ask you this. What's up with you? What you doing? How have you prioritized?
Shit, right now, man, I'm working two jobs. You know what I'm saying? I got goals and shit, you know. I'm in pursuit of being a skilled tradesman, you know, trying to do this electrician thing out here in Detroit, you know. That's the
start. Let me tell you something. Hold on, bro. Let me tell you something. You own to something, man. Believe me, you are on to something. I got a nephew. The motherfucker doing that electrical shit. He's a contractor. But
right,
me being the person I am, maybe four, maybe five years ago, he was at my house and he was just an electrician, you know, and he was not a supervisor, but he was like a supervisor. And he came over and he was telling me about how much he knew, how he got to be it, how he, you know, can do blah, blah, blah. So I'm asking him, what the fuck is keeping you Because every when I would call him about some electrical, man, I just want to know where to put the wire. He would tell me the gauge of the wire and how to do it. Oh, man, I ain't trying to be an electrician. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is we was talking, and he told me that he really needed to take the contractor license, whatever you got to do to get that license. And I told him, look, nigga, everything you tell me about is probably on that test. And he came out, man, he wanted to borrow $600 because he had to get trained for blah, blah, blah. I say, motherfucker, go take the test. And if you fuck, then motherfucking train. You know why? Because when you doing shit like you doing and your ass is learning shit, just what I was talking about is really in effect. You learning it, but you're not believing that you learned it until you go take that test, until you go make yourself do something that have to put you on Front Street. That nigga, he told me how much the test cost, which was way less than it cost to get trained. And do you know that motherfucker passed it? That motherfucker got a contracting company right now. And me and him is so goddamn cool because he didn't believe he could. And I didn't know shit about electrical shit. But every time he talked to me, everything he said about whatever electrical, he detailed it. He, you know, how you got to be in. Man, that's letting me know. Nigga, go out there and do that shit. And I'm saying to you, as far as the two jobs, keep doing them, but make sure you don't play yourself short, bro. Because you probably know way more than you think. And you ain't gonna know that until you take that test. Not to be a contractor, but take it to be able to be a contractor if you wanted to, because that's the ultimate. Put your shit in front of you to serve you. That's what you're gonna do when you get your electrical knowledge to the point that you're gonna take that test. And then now you got the license, so much you still an electrician working for somebody, but you at least got that license. And what I'm saying is at any moment when you think you're ready, you'll be able to go start a business and know what the hell you're talking about. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
I got you, Unc. No doubt. I'm going to heed that.
That's dope what you're doing. I love to hear that kind of shit. What I'm saying is this. You motherfuckers don't realize what making plans is about. Making plans is to keep you reaching. But at one point, you're going to reach the shit. And you just got to be ready when you actually have reached or actually got a hold on to what you really was reaching for. Because our lives are going to continue to go. We're going to continue to grow or not, and I choose to continue to grow. So that's why I think about this stuff. That's why I think about am I bored? That's even though I talk hella shit, I'm doing woo woo woo, all this stuff I'm doing. To me, I'm supposed to do it. So it's really not doing shit. Therefore, I'm bored. Because all the shit that I need to do, I can handle it 1 hour of the goddamn day. Still 23 more. So it ain't like I ain't doing what I need to do to stay busy. It's just I didn't hone my shit to such a point to what I need to do don't take no fucking time. That's something you got. That's something you got to watch out for, brothers. Because you can get too sharp. And you will end up being bored. I mean, I play pool still, but I play it on the computer because when the computer get mad at me, man, that motherfucker ain't missing. This motherfucker doing some shit you don't even see. Why? Because this is computer. This motherfucker thinking about 1,000 things. I'm only thinking about 100. This motherfucker thinking about infinite ways to do something. And I'm thinking about my limited knowledge. But I beat the computer sometimes. Not enough to brag, but I beat, because the computer plays to your level. And, you know, as long as I'm missing, woo-woo, that motherfucker ain't gonna rise. But if I run that table two times, three times, that motherfucker wakes up and start doing shit that I can't fuck with. But how fucking long can I do that? 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes? I can't do that shit no long time. So that's not really a valid way to spend my time. So as I say stuff to you and what we get to talking about, you got to understand why this is important. It's important because unless you develop the proper mentality, you're going to be forever starting over. Forever. Even when you've accomplished something, you're going to be starting over. You got to be able to understand. Let's say we're talking about rejection. Each time you get a rejection, you allow it to make your progress regress. You're going to allow that rejection to make you feel dejected. Now, this is all from something you already know can happen. This is something that you already have, well, you should have already accepted. Ain't shit. But it's such a big deal to you motherfuckers because I would go to say all you motherfuckers. When Valentine's Day came and you was in the third grade or fourth grade and you kind of liked this girl, see, y'all didn't have to stand up in a circle at a certain point of the day and walk over to the bitch and give her a Valentine and ask her, will she be your Valentine? She might say no. And she might say no, and you in this circle with all your classmates looking. Now, you could be embarrassed, or you could do what we all did. We laugh and say whatever we say, but we wasn't hurt. Why? Because we seen it before. Some other motherfucker got told no. But what I'm saying, y'all don't see none of this as you grow up. You don't see shit because you're in the computer. You're in this technology bullshit. We used to get told no in front of the whole fucking class. But you know what? Some other girl be in that same circle would be wishing you would ask her to be your Valentine. And she might ask you to be her Valentine. Man, so much knowledge is in that little interchange. So much knowledge about being a man is in that interchange, but you only in the third grade. You can't learn this shit at third grade, but you experience it. And later on in life, it's going to come to the importance of it. It's going to come to you. And you're going to see that you ain't supposed to be scared to say whatever the hell you got to say, because you in the club, somebody might can hear you. Like you fucking square-ass motherfucker. 347, what's up, man?
First of all, I want to say I listen to what you're saying right now, man, and I like that. It makes a lot of sense. I can dig it. But I call right now to say, man, I love the ABPs you got, man. Always be pimping, always be playing, always be prepared. I love that because shit don't happen when you expect it to happen. That's why you always got to be ready. I love that.
Hey, let me tell you something about the ABPs. If you're ready, you've imagined hella shit that ain't going to never happen in your life. But that shit, imagine it, is going to have you ready for whatever do happen in your life. That's what it's about. Being ready, bro. Being fucking ready. You don't know when somebody gonna pull up on you and try to do something. You don't know when you're gonna meet this bro that actually likes you a lot. All you know is you ready for any of it. And when it happens, capitalize on it, bro. And you will, because you're ready.
I was gonna say that. You made a good you made a good point, man. Sometimes when I go out to catch a bitch, you know what I mean? The day kinda slow. You know what I'm saying? You're on your way home about to, you know, tuck it in. And then, you know what I'm saying, at the last minute, you get action from a bitch, man. You got to be on it.
Be ready. That's right. Love it, man. 347. Mm-hmm. You got your shit together, man. 860, what's up?
Yo, what's good, man? The energy is real, man. I just called in maybe like 5 minutes ago. But anyway, I'm standing out here at the fucking bus stop, and I just tried to holler at a girl right here in front of like 15 people. And it's funny because I said whatever I said. And she stopped, and then I asked her a question, and she's going to ask me why I want to know. Like, she wasn't the one that stopped for me, so I told her, if you ain't interested, keep it moving. Because, like he said, you know, I ain't trying to boast on them, but, like, I got the course, and it ain't about what the fuck she think or what she want. Not that you ain't considering what she think or what she want, but it's about what the fuck you want. So if you try
what's
to...
What's your point, man? Hold up. I agree with him. But what is your point? What about the situation? What's the point you're trying to make?
The point is block out all that other bullshit, man. It's always going to be people around watching you. It's always going to people being
now
people.
You talking, bro. Now you motherfucking talking. See, all this shit you was saying had no meaning until you just said what you did. You know, my point is when important shit is being said, listeners, when important shit is being said, you can't act like you understand what's being said because you're hearing it. You got to have that shit clearly stated. Because what you just said is clear. Fuck all of us surrounding bullshit. You got to do what you're going to do as if there is no one watching. Like you said, always be playing. That's what the brother was talking about before. And you just emphasized that's how it works. If you got your mind on what you're doing, it does not matter who's listening. They ain't doing nothing but taking notes.
Most definitely.
Hey, that was real,
yeah,
bro.
Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, see, anytime there's a situation that you got to deal with, after your initial response, you got to leap ahead to your, let's say, third or fourth response. Then you got to take for granted that what you're thinking your third or fourth response is going to be is correct. That way, your second and third response can really lead this goddamn person, whoever the fuck it is, toward your fourth response. And when you make that response, even though they wasn't ready for it, they going to understand. This is conversation. If you just talk from line to line, your fucking ass is just wasting motherfucking time. You got to be way ahead mentally as far as where you physically are in the conversation. If that bitch is right there with you, wherever the fuck you are, you just talking. You and her are just shooting the shit. Because if she's not dealing with something you saying right now, and you know by her thinking about it right now, when you get to this five sentences ahead, her mind gonna be blown. If you can't fucking play it like that, you ain't got no game. You gotta be able to see where you going and direct that bitch there, and you ain't gonna hardly be able to see where you going. Spin line for line. You ain't gonna do it. Now, I know this shit. And when I go out, I don't, you know, every time, kids, but I can't. But I ain't interested in it. I'm not interested in the shit like that no more. But my boy, Shantae, nigga, man, I got a partner I done had for like over 4 years. And this nigga is about to be 70. And he said, look, bud, I'm like having a nigga. Ain't that a bitch, nigga? I'm having, I said that nigga round trip ticket. You bring your black ass up here, and you don't need nobody. Park your car at the fucking goddamn airport. Get on the plane. Come up here. We fucking around and bring that 70th year. And I think I've been doing this nigga 50 years. Nigga, I wish I would, nigga. Come on, I'm all right. Let's roll. He said, you show what? Nigga, bring your fucking ass up here. Because we finna party. And that's going to be this goddamn. No. Oh, this Sunday. Okay, this coming weekend. And any of you motherfuckers in Vegas listening, I'm going to put on Facebook where we're going to be. It's on me. Bring your ass over there. You're going to have a drink. Me and Tay. You know why I'm like that? Because I'm fucking bored. I want to do some shit. Me and this nigga used to, when we want to do shit, we rent a fucking club. And nigga, this is like black tie. You can't come if you ain't got no tux on. They hated us for shit like that. But I never would have did that shit if I wouldn't have been fucking with this nigga. This motherfucker showed me a lot about how to live in a large way. You could have hella money and live like a knucklehead. And you could have some money and live like a king. My motherfucking ass had some money. This nigga had some money. But fuck, we live like kings. And I didn't understand it until I started fucking with the nigga. So don't. I told that nigga, I said, nigga, don't trip, nigga. You know? Our game, respect game, motherfucker. And I really learned hella shit from you. So the respect 72, I'm talking about these niggas finna be 70. Man, my motherfucking brother could have anything he wants. I want you niggas to think like that. I want you to really see you are going to be 70 one day. You ain't gonna get killed. If you do, whatever. But I'm saying you actually, if you live, you're going to get to this age. What you going to fucking do? Start learning how to be that old when you get that old? Or are you going to take, you know, information from a motherfucker already that old? And I'm saying, I ain't telling you not to live. I ain't telling you not to prepare your motherfucking ass for whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm telling you to realize, if you serious, at one point you're going to accomplish all that fucking shit. And at that point, you're going to be somewhere around my age. Then, it's not over. You can think of this or that to do. But what I'm saying is, at that point, your life will take on a different importance. It's not about bitches. It ain't about money. It's not about shit except what you want to give. Because that's where I'm at, man. I want to give. You know, man, I didn't do it today because I fucking around went out last night. I tied one on. Didn't even wake up until it was time for the show. But I usually Easter, any kind of day, I go feed the homeless because I want to get back. I ain't saying I was a person that did such horrible things that I want to give back. I'm saying I'm a person that lived on the other side of the law all my motherfucking life, and if that's the case, I was taking shit. But at this point, I want to get something back. That's why I do these shows. That's why I fuck with you motherfuckers, because I am not a taker. Although, don't fuck with me because I'm taking it. Now, if you can understand that, you can understand me. Because I'm not trying to take shit from that motherfucker that don't get took from. If you got your shit in any way together and you kind of fuck with me and I see you need whatever, this little help or whatever, I'm going to give it to you. Because I'm not scared. I'm not afraid to expose what I know. Because I know somebody else knows it. And I know I didn't know it until somebody exposed it to me. So why do I want to say, I don't want to expose it? Because I'm a scary ass bastard. I ain't like that. See, when you plan shit, it develops. When you see it, it's fucking terribly confident building. It makes you believe so much in what the hell you're doing and thinking that nothing else matters. So imagine having three or four ideas in a row, and they all come to fruition just the way you're thinking of them. You get to thinking your shit don't stink. When I got this, that, and the other, it made me know my shit do stink. Because you got to think about it the other way. Think about it the success way. Shit. The motherfucking billionaires, I bet you one thing, they shit stink too. But if you ask them, they probably make you believe they shit don't stink. But we know life is life. That's what we do. When you are a proactive motherfucker, see, you understand position. It's the position that you in after the shit you say. That's what's important. That's what's important in life. Whatever the fuck you say should put you in some sort of position to advance your directive. 247, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, bud? Something that just went ahead and hit me in the just came across my mind when I heard you say about the position, because one of the positions that is hard to recover from is in life is a position of respect where people lose respect for you.
Hold up. What you're saying is important, and that is true. So either you had something personal that happened that I want you to share, or do you know something that happened that I want you to share to emphasize what you're saying?
Okay, well, I didn't really have one. I didn't really have one that was a personal experience of mine that I could draw from right now. That really wasn't. But what I wanted to just show out there, just put out there, is just that to directly, specifically what you were talking about when you said what comes out of your mouth afterwards and the positioning. Because definitely people could have had a high regard or respect for you before you said something that you might have just came out of your mouth or something that you did, and then now that makes them kind of rethink that level of respect that they had.
Hey, bro, whether you had it or not, that was on point, because that's exactly right. What I'm saying is when you are doing whatever the fuck you're doing and you say whatever, you take it lightly and say whatever. See, somebody heard it. And if these people are listening, let's say you didn't know they was listening, but they listened, they made an assumption to you. So I always think there's hella motherfuckers listening to me that I'm not seeing. That's why I talk loud. That's why I ain't hardly go back up on what the fuck I'm saying. And if somebody, if that's the case, challenge me, I'm ready to be challenged. And I'm not going to be passive and make you think you could run me over. I'm going to be aggressive and let you see you got a challenge in front of you. And if you stand up, when we get done, we going to go have a drink. That's how we do it. Shit. Shit, I didn't met another motherfucker I can fuck with. Man, let me buy you a drink, man, because that shit you said, even though I ain't agreeing with that goddamn shit, you know, you going to laugh at me saying that shit. We going to be cool. Because two motherfuckers can stand in the same place. Go ahead. What you want to say?
And I was going to say, listen, I've been to SWU and I got your course and everything. So, but,
Now, wait a minute. That ain't fair. You got way more games than these, but I thought you was a regular motherfucker. No, you sure are, motherfucker. Who the fuck is this, man?
Yo, this is TK, man. TK, this is TK. You know me, man. You know me, bud. Well, we've been
talking
for a minute.
Yeah, I know you, TK.
But,
Hey, let me tell you guys something.
I was just going to tell them about the piece of advice you gave me, though.
Go ahead.
I've seen it, and it was when you was with, like, and it just goes back to just what you were talking about, how relative it was, just to show, just if anybody ever doubts, like, yo, I mean, walk it, talk it, this man does it, but talk it, walk it. But he told me, man, you ain't got to trip out just because motherfuckers don't agree with you all the time and shit. You ain't got to feel like you got to run them over all the time. And that, like, stuff, like, that was kind of the, that was what you kind of hit me with. And it's just the same thing you just said. Like, yeah, you ain't saying punk out or whatever just because we disagree, but you ain't got to go to the matches or go to the get ready to go to war over this disagreement. You could easily just chalk it up to being a disagreement, as long as it ain't nothing that really going to cost you nothing like your life or anything kind of detrimental like
there
that.
There you go, TK. TK, man, I ain't talked to you in a while, but goddamn, it seemed like you just kind of turned the corner, man.
Yeah, bro, I did kind of, man. It's a lot of things that made me look at things differently. And one of the things, too, it's just taking time and just living life. That's one of the important things. Like, a lot of motherfuckers might hear, you might hear the shit, you might hear this stuff, but until you really go out and live and have time to experience it, man, let it come up. That's when you're more able to really, you know, just speak on it.
And
come from
TK,
a
TK, if I'm not mistaken, me and you bump heads like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah, many times.
TK, let me tell you something. I hear so much change in you. It's amazing. But I'm telling you, the motherfucker, now don't get me wrong, I ain't comparing you with no bra, but the bitch that I used to have to fuss out, I'm talking to you, crazy motherfucker. Well, that's the bitch that stayed with me all the time. That's the bitch I married, and that's the bitch that got my kid. So what I'm saying is, when you be arguing at a motherfucker spitting your shit, it actually sinks in. And the motherfucker that ain't trying to hear it the way you trying to say it like your ass was, if it actually gets past where the fuck they at, they'll become the kind of motherfucker you become. Because, you know, you wasn't just going for some shit because I said it. And I respected that, but I didn't like that because you was challenging the thing. I'm trying to woo-woo. But I hear a total difference in you, man. Understanding of where you at, tone in your voice.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely. That's what it is. Just kind of having a piece of where I'm at and knowing that's where I'm at is not the final destination. And there's more work to do. And just being willing to stand up to any challenge. I mean, I got all sorts of challenges in my personal life. I ain't ready to speak on that right now. But, of course, but any challenge, it just shows me over and over again, any challenge. And it just, if you take things as more as just being a challenge instead of a problem, then, you know, for me at least, I approach it that way and it becomes more workable for me.
Hey, but... what you saying is you have adapted the information that you got to where you can use it daily, which can only be done when you know who the fuck you are and what you want. And what you want can be hampered by, say, you not knowing this or that. But if you don't recognize you don't know this or that, you're going to think you do. And you're going to be doing like me and you was doing. I could have learned some shit from you. I ain't saying I couldn't. But since I wasn't in that frame of mind, I'm pressing, and your ass was punking.
Right.
I like that, man. and man, I like that. I'm going to just leave it at that. This is dope. Hey,
right.
and you motherfuckers, I ain't paid this motherfucker a dime. Hey, TK, for sure, man. Hey, guess what, TK? If you want to come back,
it's
you
okay.
Know you can. All right.
Okay.
I ain't tripping. Hey, I ain't tripping, man. If you want to come back, that's up to you. Get a full dose. Because once you pay, you in for life, bro. And I don't fuck around. Just hit me. Let me know. I'll send you an invite, bro. That's how I roll.
I
ain't mad. I love it. Especially your ass getting back. The way you sound. Motherfucker, you sound like Michael Jordan when he was talking about what he was going to. He ain't necessarily bragging what he gonna do, but he's like, I'm just, you know, do what I need to do when I need to do it.
Hey, listen, I said like I was having a conversation with someone and they was like, hey, what's going on with you, whatever, like what's the happening with you? I said, well, you know, I had a few things that was kind of like a few little challenges that I had to deal with here and there, but you know, I knew I had to deal with it, so I just got on it and started dealing with it, and I dealt with it. So they were like, so what did you just say? I said that I had an issue and I dealt with it. So they was kind of like, you know, they were kind of like, you know, because they were like, I was like, what could I have learned from that? I said, well, you should have learned that I ran into a challenge, I met it, and I dealt with it. That's all I basically said.
Hey, men stand up to whatever they perceive as a challenge. And when they do and overcome it, they get calm. Hey, it's like you taking karate and you don't know it, but after you learn it, you don't even want to fight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, when you get this shit, you just be so fucking relaxed and calm about shit. It, what you think always pervade over others' thoughts because of the way you are. I'm sure you go through that now. You always right, you motherfucker. let me put you back in, man. Hey, let me tell you guys. This motherfucker was arguing with me a lot. But I see. It don't mean that I'm right. It don't mean that what I said was right. It means that what we was disagreeing about have come clear one way or another to him. Because I'm sure he's the same motherfucker he's always been. It's just he knows more now. He got more knowledge now. And that motherfucker he is can really come out. Because instead of him pushing it out, it's coming out naturally. And it just attracts people, just like his demeanor. Not what he was saying, but once I really realized it was this motherfucker, because this motherfucker was argumentative. But once I realized it was him, goddamn, this motherfucker didn't change. See, anytime you make that initial response, you just have to leap ahead. And what I'm saying is, as far as it's not really hard to do, you know, thinking ahead. It's like playing pool, really. You know, the shots you're taking right now, you prepared for it 3-4 shots ago. And you shooting these current shots so that you can get in position to shoot this last shot that's going to let you be lined up on that ball, 8-ball, 9-ball, whatever you're playing. So when you plan shit in and develop and you just fucking see it, you know, because when you're playing pool and you do some shit like that, you know, you got 6 balls on the table, motherfucker got 2 or 1, and you know if you miss, he fucking out. Say to yourself, man, you look at the table, you see what you want to do, and you go work. Now, as it's working, you shoot that first shot, and the ball go kind of where you want it. It didn't go exact, but then you shoot that second shot, and the cue ball end up exactly where you want it. Then you shoot that third shot. You got to stop and take a breath. Because as this shit is developing, your ass is getting excited. Your ass is seeing your plan come together. And all you think about is the end result, which is winning the game. That's why you gotta stop. And you gotta look at that shit. And you got to start all over when you stop. Otherwise, from this point on, when you were shooting, you had 5 shots that you need to shoot to get to where you want to get. But now you stopped at 3 of those shots. From this point on, you only have 2 shots. Instead of thinking about them 5 shots. Now you stop, you reevaluate. You might take the same shots that you had thought at first. But the reevaluation has calmed you down in your stroke. Everything about what you're doing is going to be more accurate. Same with life. Same with what you do. You just have to understand. See, that's why you should think at 1,000 miles an hour. I'm talking about super fast. You got to understand, when you think fast, you can't be stuck on your whatever's in front of you. When you think fast, you think about things the way you would like them to be, regardless of what's in front of you. And you try to live or you try to make whatever's going on happen the way you're thinking. You know, like it's your track, but you've never been on it. This is yours. You think this is mine. This is the very first time you ever seen it. That's because you have to be able to see this shit before you actually begin speaking on where you're going. If you see things the way, not the way, in the way that I'm speaking, you'll understand whatever you do and is really for you is going to work. It don't have to be what I do. It don't have to be what I think. If it's along the same lines, it can be what you think. But your response should make you win. Your response, listen, because I do not respond. I do shit. But your response in this instance has to represent where you're going, because you have to have a redirective response when you're responding so that this person can understand your value. Now, she or he or whoever it is may not. And if they don't, so what? What you care about is the person that did. You care about the person that understands where you're coming from. You care about the person that want to know a little more about where you're coming from. Everything else, so what? And I know this shit sounds difficult, but it won't be if you keep in mind that you after whatever, whoever you talk, this job, this broad, you after, you want it. You got to keep in mind that that's what's up. And you got to do what you need to do. If you after her, let's say it's a broad, you should know how you want to chase her. And if you don't, you should decide that shit really fast, because if you don't, you really will be chasing her. Pursuing, hunting, whatever word make you feel good, fine. But it's all the same. My shit, my courses, they're so goddamn powerful in this regard. It molds your thinking into proactive thoughts. It enhances your opportunity to use your aggressive attitudes, which promotes your aggression. I'm not saying aggressive angrily or fighting. No, I'm talking about aggressive going after what you want. The courses show you how to be direct and to the point when you speak. Because proactive thinking requires you to make early decisions and sticking with what your decision is. Otherwise, this conversation could last for an hour. And you've made, because you're a proactive thinker, several decisions about where you're going or what you want in the first 2 minutes of the conversation. But you know it's going to be at least an hour. Man, your motherfucking ass have to make decisions right now about where you're trying to go. You can't be talking for no damn hour or whatever amount of time and then make those decisions. What I'm saying is when you make those decisions early, you got to direct everything you say as far as a response, especially if you have a job interview, you're responding. You can't direct, but your responses have to be directive. And they basically tell this motherfucker what to ask you. And if you understand how to think ahead and trust what you think, a lot of times it's going to appear that you're on the wrong track. But see, nothing that's worth something is easy to come by. So a lot of you motherfuckers be asking, what do I say to have a brawl and how do I come at it? Now, what I'm saying is, if you don't know what to say in the interview to get this person that's interviewing you to see you in the light that you want to be seen, how the fuck are you going to be able to talk to a brawl? That's why when people ask me that shit, I don't even fucking answer. I don't give a fuck what you say to a broad, man. Because you don't know shit about your goddamn self. This is an art. It's an art that you got to practice and develop for yourself. And you just have to be a dude who knows where his conversation is going before you start it. And if you do, if you know where your conversation is going, that's where it's going. If you think it can go somewhere else, it may go there. See, I've determined where I want this person's head when I speak with them. Now, why? Because I don't really make differences between who I'm talking to. Because man, woman, whatever. I want to be in control of the conversation, even if I'm looking for a job. See, I know I want to fluster a woman. You know, so I'm going to cut her from left field, you know, possibly with a goddamn sexual innuendo that's going to get her to blush. And if she blushed, shit, come on. I see I want. But if it's a job, and I come in and that motherfucker asks one or two questions about whatever, man, I would be answered with so many of my qualifications that this motherfucker didn't ask me about that he just going to be impressed. That's what's up. I don't give a fuck what the conversation is about. I'm going to do what I know to do. And what I know to do is handle it. The whole thing. Science, my science, has told me if the woman don't blush, then she's seriously looking for what I mentioned. I mean, you know, if she do blush, I mean, she just wants what I mentioned. On the other hand, if she, you know, blush, it tells me I can fascinate her with my idea of life and how to, you know, live it. All behind a blush. And as you speak to her, you enhance whatever that blush indicates to you. Most blushes indicate a connection. So you keep talking in those lines. See, if the bitch don't blush, I keep at her with the same conversation I started about, you know, some kind of sexual situation. Because now I'm going to make her blush or make her tell me or show me she don't want to kick it. I'm just saying. Some kind of situation I'm going to talk about that, you know, she damn well know going to lead up to sex. So, you know, whatever, sitting here sipping a doggone Slurpee out of the same cup. Whatever the fuck you say. You know, you say this shit. And the one who do lust, I'm going to comfort her with a smile and I'm going to blast her with my views on life of a real man. This is how you have to distinguish who you're talking to. In either instance, it don't matter what they say. It only matters how they react to what I said. I'm giving you motherfuckers some game here. But this is the kind of game ain't gonna do nothing but make you laugh and smile. Because your ass ain't gonna be brave enough to fuck with what I'm saying. Now, one of you motherfuckers, the first thing you should do is realize most women that did whatever the fuck you finna do, that did it before. So, you don't really feel special because you get to talk to this bitch. She know to do whatever she doing because it's been her experience that, you know, let's say she approached you and she got you tripping. She know they're doing that shit, put them on guard. And most motherfuckers get flustered. They can't be themselves because this woman walked up to them and said, "How you doing?" See, a motherfucker like me, since I know this shit, I'm going to reverse that shit by getting at that bitch with the very first fucking thing I say. I ain't finna answer that motherfucking bitch. I'm an answer, but I'm telling something like I'm trying to catch me a finance woman like you. Nah, the bitch don't expect me to say that. She expect me to be flustered like you square ass motherfuckers. See, the shit that I give you is strategies that work. You get a aggressive ass woman. She already didn't peg you as a passive motherfucker. And you walk, because you trying to actually look. You sitting there stirring your drink, you know, you ain't looking around. She's like, that motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck. She come over there and say whatever. And you turn around and look at her and tell her you trying to catch a motherfucker fine like you. That bitch is going to be flustered. She ain't going to know what the fuck to say. Because now, the shoe is on the other foot. You didn't took from her advantage. Then you didn't put her in a defensive mode. See, I like women defensive because it keep me attacking their motherfucking ass with all kind of shit I got to say. Now, I got two more minutes. Because, you know, hey, you guys, well, you know, I might start. I'm thinking about even doing that, man, because, you know, I'm thinking about starting back to the hour and a half, because I've been motherfucking, I don't know, man, shit. But what I'm saying is when you know what you're doing, then you understand how to do or how to make what you think come to be. See, your life changes. You know, nothing is that big to you. Catching a broad to me, I mean, I still think about it as far as, man, I want to catch me a bitch tonight. Niggas still go out. Matter of fact, just like last night, I went out and made a tie board on. But anyway, I'm glad. The bitch was homeless, though. That's the only reason I didn't really want to fuck with the bitch. But she was kind of fine, but the bitch was homeless. And I'm saying, man, you know, I could. You know, I got all kind of shit going, you know, and drinking fish in my house, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm saying it ain't about that, man. Fuck that bitch, even though she didn't look nasty or none of that shit. She just looked like she didn't have nowhere to stay. Well, I'm saying I ain't inviting no motherfucking problems. I'm trying to limit my motherfucking problems. Hey, look, bottom line is this. Know what the fuck you want. Know how what you want is actually visible for you to see. And when you see it, immediately do what's next. Don't be satisfied. Because if you are, and you keep being satisfied, in the long run, when you get old, satisfaction is not going to be good enough for you. I swear to God, satisfaction not good enough for me anymore. I'm out.